Oh, excuse me for a minute while I step inside the control room. Ah, that's better. Now, please be patient a few more seconds while we pay the bills.
Did you say Hairmaster?
No, you dimwit. Airmaster.
Caremaster?
No, Airmaster.
Daremaster?
Clean your ears out. I said Airmaster.
Stairmaster?
Oops, don't try that one. It's probably trademarked by someone else. Airmaster.
Ha ha, got you on that one. I said Stairmaster. S-T-A-R-E, Master. Tearmaster?
I'm going to tear you. Airmaster!
Oh, I get it. Airmaster.
Yes, Airmaster.
But what do they do?
Airmaster Aerator, the patented aerator that makes a difference. More than an aerator, a complete waste treatment system. Airmaster Aerator.
This column is entitled, Taking Control of Your Time. It was written by Jim Thompson. I'm Chuck Swan reading it for Jim. And here's what Jim has to say about taking control of your time. If you have been reading my musings for any length of time, you know I speak often about spinning the invoice printer. I do it because finding ways to bring in profitable income is the primary foundational reason for any business to exist. Unfortunately, this is sometimes seen as being too simplistic, although it is an excellent touchstone if one loses the way. Often we do not take time to recalibrate the important uses of our time. I have approached this subject in this column before, but I think it is a very important one. I have also found, as I get older, I have become more aware of the assumptions in my life that cause me to waste time every day. You may have been a new hire a couple of years ago, or you may have been promoted into your current position recently. However, when you got where you are today, when you arrived, someone probably told you, "This is the way we do things." Being new on the scene, you accepted this statement and fell into line. Time went by, and although you changed some tasks, others remained in effect from force of habit. There is a story told, and I hope it is not true, about the workman who stood at the head of a staircase in a factory in the United Kingdom. As the story goes, he stood there for years and no one paid much attention until finally a new human resource director came along and inquired. Allegedly, when this person's father was a young man, the stairway was being painted. They told him to stand there and tell people not to touch the wet paint.
And now let's pause a moment for this message.
There is a capital project in your future. You have spent many dollars on planning and ordering equipment for your capital project, and you're about to spend much more on its installation and startup. And you could perhaps spend a little less and move a little more efficiently by forming a team with Pro Services, both in planning and executing your project. The experienced team of Pro Services pulp and paper engineers and project managers will work with your team months in advance to find and solve potential problems, plan for the utmost in safety precautions, analyze your financials, and chart the best path for an orderly installation and an ultimately successful startup. Your know-how plus our know-how will get your capital project up and running as quickly and efficiently as possible. Together, we'll be a powerful capital project team. Call us at 269-327-2322. Visit us at prosatwork.com. At Pro Services, we work.
And now, ladies and gentlemen, the conclusion of this week's column.
Years went by. He was mustered out at retirement and his son got his, quote, job. The HR director's inquiry was made nearly 50 years after the original assignment. Now, if this story is true, and I hope it is not, this father and son were the antithesis of the dynamic duo. they should get some sort of award for a docile acceptance of boredom. We can laugh, but I'll bet you have tasks, if viewed by our critical eye, that would appear nearly as ludicrous. They may include a meeting you attend regularly that does nothing toward moving your enterprise forward. They may be insane reports that no one reads, or some other habitual exercise that does nothing. My guess from anecdotal observation of myself and others is that we waste 25 to 50% of the time we spend each day on things that make no difference to the outcome of our lives or our employer's business. How do you break this pattern and recover the lost time it consumes? Challenge everything. Challenge yourself, your tasks, and those upon which others insist you participate. Nothing is really sacred. Most things are just habits. Businesses that are successful have a few very good habits and a whole lot of critical introspection. Become introspective. Be safe and be critical of safety habits. Complacency and safety do not go together. Be safe, and we will talk next week. Nip Impressions is written by Jim Thompson, usually voiced by Jim Thompson, and is copyright 2017, Paparitalo Publications, Duluth, Georgia, USA. All rights reserved.